Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
This podcaster named Sean Allen.
ASAP, another Sean Allen podcast.
ASAP, another Sean Allen podcast.
I don't know what do you call me to people? What do I call you? Because I've known you since the fifth grade. So what do you call me?
What are we doing? My bro, one of my closest friends. Like, this is like family.
Yeah.
This is family. This is my brother.
I mean, for life. But what I remember vividly. You lived two doors down from this, or three doors from school.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember going to your house. I don't know why I was at your house. You probably forgot about this. I remember going to your house and I went in your brother's room for whatever reason. Your brother's 2 years younger than us, right?
Mm-hmm.
And your brother had... Your brother had Kylie Minogue stuff all over.
Absolutely loves. He still loves Kylie to this day, like obsessed.
That's the memory that sticks out from Drea and Dre. Like, I remember that he had Kylie Minogue shit all over his room, and that was just fascinating to me. That was just fascinating. What's your first memory of me?
My first memory? I don't know. I do not know my first memory. I just know we was like thick as thieves. Like, we was just all so cool. Me, you, Anthony. Like,
yeah.
And then it just stuck till like out of high school,
right,
to like adults. Like, I know anytime that I would come to LA, I had to call Sean.
Yeah.
You know, because he's going to be able to tell me what's the hot spot?
Because listen, we was the first ones driving too.
Yes.
And I was out here in LA. You had your red car.
Yes, my Mitsubishi Mirage, PYT mobile. With the PYT sticker.
We was rolling. And I remember you were one of the first girls to kind of, you were like doing your modeling shit back in the day. And you was in magazines, like hair magazines and shit. I remember all that. That was like the first person that I remember who was actually really before the internet, before everybody could call themselves a model or, you know, had a professional camera or whatever. You were in high school doing that shit. And those are the memories I remember of you. So when I see all this stuff today, and then you're out here today for a photo shoot, but when I see all these things today, I'm like, okay, Drea was a pioneer in all this. You know what I mean? And with you and me, throughout the years, we've been intentional with keeping in contact with each other, despite of going through whatever we went through in life. I moved around a lot. You know what I mean? We always kept in contact between me, your brother, even your mom be tapping in.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to Monica.
Yep, you sure do. My mom will always be trying to hang out. And one thing I do love about our relationship is that we don't have to talk to each other every single day.
Right.
Even once a month and whatnot. But when we do talk, it's like we never miss the beat.
Never miss the beat. And, you know, some friends or some people in your life, even family members, you got to kind of keep them, you know, a consistent, like, a bi-weekly, tri-weekly communication with them, because as soon as you don't talk to them, you fall off and you got to do all that catching up shit again. And
right.
Yo, since I got your attention, if you haven't, make sure you follow the spot wherever you listen to podcasts, and Apple and Spotify listeners, don't forget to rate and write a review. And I was going to take it out because I was like, okay, this is being messy.
I'm blunt. I don't care.
Okay.
So if they don't like it, I don't care.
Okay. Mary fuck kill Michael B. Jordan, Kui, LeBron James. You know the messy part. Oh.
Okay. Michael B. Jordan, Kui, and you said LeBron James?
Yeah. Mary fuck kill.
In that order.
Okay. That's kind of cheating. Is that cheating?
No, it just happened. You just happened to read them off like that.
That was too easy. Okay. That was too easy. Okay. So your birthday's coming up. What do you plan on doing for your birthday?
What am I not doing? No, I'm just playing. So I'm going to the Bahamas. I'm going in the Nassau. I'm going to the spa when I return. I'm going to Vegas for a girls trip.
Who's going to Nassau with you?
My mom and my sister.
Oh, that's going to be really nice. Mm-hmm. What are you guys saying? You're staying at the Atlantis, right?
Actually, I'm staying at the Bahama Mar.
Oh, wow. That's a new one they just built.
Yeah.
Now, you ain't going to go out there and be like Stella, right? Was that Jamaica or the Bahamas?
That was Jamaica.
Ain't it the same thing?
I mean, probably could. I mean, if I find an island boy with a lot of coins, he has to be royalty.
Like, a lot of coins, girl. Yeah. In the Bahamas, I don't think you'll find
that. In the Bahamas,
I
mean, they use the American dollars, so.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So I don't have to worry about changing currency, so.
What are you going to do different this year? This is a milestone year for you. What do you plan on, like, doing different? What's the New Year's resolution?
My New Year's resolution is.
Which begins on February 28th.
Okay. Well, that's good because I already started clearing out my closet already, you know. But yeah, I'm just going to be more intentional, and just if you serve me no purpose or you don't bring me any peace, I don't really need to associate with you. And I only want to be around people who can elevate me, who can, you know, bring value to me. I'm able to add value to them.
Definitely.
And like I was telling my homegirl Leela, shout out to Leela _Brown. You know, she's popping on Instagram. But like I was telling her, I only want to surround myself with people that make more money than me.
Yeah.
So that can teach me how to get to their level. Like, I don't
want to. Hold on. Let me stop you on that, because you don't want a dummy with money. You don't want none of these rappers or an athlete. You want somebody who's educated. Because you got your business shit.
Right.
I'm going to let you finish.
Right. I mean, it's not just money. But like I said, you have to be able to elevate me, because you can't just have money. And your money, you can be invested in on buying all the name brand stuff. Like, and you're really broke.
Right.
Like, so what can you teach me other than go buy that Dior bag? Like, I could do that on my own.
Right.
So you have to be able to teach me something. I want to continue to network. And continue to go after my dreams and stick to it. Stick to what I say that I'm going to do. Because a lot of stuff I was supposed to do in 2022, I didn't do. But I'm going to do it for sure in 2023. You know, opening up my storefront. You know,
I want to dive into that.
Quiet about it. But I'm like, yeah, I'm doing it.
Harmony Couture. Shout out to Harmony Couture.
Harmony Couture. I want to bring a storefront out to my community. I live in Corona, and we don't have boutiques out there like that.
Right.
You know, LA's so saturated, there's boutiques everywhere. And it's like, I hate to be like, I got to go down there. You know, I want to be able to bring an experience to somebody in my community.
Right.
You know, we don't have that. So it's going to be more than just a boutique.
Right.
So I'm not going to say too much. But you'll know once I have my grand opening and it opens and everything like that. So
the people listening too, they want to know about your love life.
I don't have a love life right now. I'm single.
Are you even interested in having a love life?
100% I am. I was thinking about going on Ready to Love, but it's only for Texas. So I was just going to still fill out the application just to see if I can go because I'll fly out there.
What is that, a reality show?
I guess. I just saw like a snippet of it, and it was like everybody was kind of like in their mid-30s and older, and they're all single, and they're all promising like prospects. Like they have like pretty good jobs and stuff like that. And they just go in a house, and they kind of just talk to one another.
Oh, wow. Is that and on then, OWN?
I don't even know. You know, the only reason why I know about it is because when I go to my hairdresser, she watches all the reality shows. So I was like, oh, this is cool. And then they're like, oh, girl, you don't watch that? I'm like, mm-mm.
What's your type?
I don't have a type, because if you look at like my exes, they look nothing like each other. Like, they're nothing like each other.
All like,
yeah, like, yeah. And I really haven't, I don't really
have a job, exes. Right?
Yeah. You said, do they have a job?
No, I'm saying what you said, none of them look like each other, but I'm like, they got to have a job, right? There's some things that like you want.
Every- yeah.
So all your exes may look different, but there's something that they all had.
That they're all toxic. Yes. That is 100%. That they all have in common. That I attract toxic men.
What about the age thing?
They're, well, the last two were younger than me, just by a couple of years. And then my ex-husband, he was older a couple of years. But
what's the lowest you'll go in age?
Lowest. So actually this 24-year-old tried to date me. And I was like, you're way too young. I went to the movies with him, and I felt like I was out hanging out with my nephew, because that's how old my nephew is.
Really?
Yeah. And so he was like, are we going to go on a second date? I said, absolutely not.
Wow.
Because like, just looking at him, like, he's like, oh, but you don't look older. And I was like, but you look very young. And
you look 24.
Yeah. No, he looked at like he was 18. Wow. So I said, I felt uncomfortable. So now if you're closer in age to my daughter than me, then that's a problem for me. You know.
But what if he was like, so it was.
He was kind of mature. But like I said, I couldn't get over the fact that he looked young. And then there was a couple of other stipulations that I'm not going to say on here. I think
he looked young is the biggest
thing. I knew his mother.
Oh. Do I know his mother?
You might. And I'm not going to say it. Yeah, like, I don't know. But anyways,
So how'd you guys end up going on a date?
I can't talk about it in case this gets aired. Like, cut that. Yeah.
Okay.
So we're not going to talk about that.
What's the oldest you'll go?
The oldest?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I guess they have to look younger, because the oldest guy I felt like I talked to was 51, but he did not look 51. He looked very, very much younger. He was fit. And yeah.
So what if one of these LA niggas come to you, he don't look like he, because I looked older when I was young, right? I was tall. I mean, you know, had facial hair. Mm-hmm. Because 24 LA is different from 24 IE.
Yes.
So, you know, you're at the district and some nigga roll up on you.
You have to be able to keep conversation. Like, I feel like it has to be more than, because people are in my DMs and they just say like the most stupidest stuff. Like, I want to marry you, or I want to get you pregnant. Why?
Wow.
Why do you want to be in a relationship with me? So I put it bit like, I'd be like, because you want to fuck me? Because I'm just so blunt and with them. Like, you're sexually attracted to me, so that makes you say that you want to be in a relationship to me. Number one, I could be a bitch. I could be crazy. I could be a million of other things. But you're so hung up on the fact you like my picture, or you like the idea of, oh, I want to be with somebody that looks like you. Like, there's more to me than just my outer experience. So I was talking to like another guy, and they're like, I was talking to my male best friend, and he was like,
who's your male best friend?
I don't know if you know him.
What's his name?
Kenny.
I don't know.
Yeah, so you don't know him. So I was talking to him, and he was like, Drea, of course a guy would want to be with you. Like, you have your shit together. Like, why? They don't have that's to intimidating. Know you like that.
That's intimidating.
I know, and I tell him that, but he's like, of course a guy is going to say, like, I would love to be with you, like, in a relationship, because you have a lot of stuff going for you. Like, he always tells me, he's like, you're the prize. Why do you mess with these dudes that are not even on your level when you're the prize? Like them losing you is would be catastrophic. Like, it's stupid. Right. Like, they fumbled everything for them to even think that they could like play with you the way that they play with you.
That is kind of true too, because I think textbook, you're supposed to say, oh yeah, I want him to have money, I want him to have this and that, but you have your own. So do you really look for that?
No, absolutely not. Because if that was like, I've talked to NFL players and,
yeah,
you know, I was talking to my homegirl like that, like I could have really been an NFL wife. And
I know
that does nothing for me. Like, unless you're just like, unless your money's going to go in my bank account, I don't care what you have, because it's not doing anything. It's your money.
Right.
You know, so why do I care that you have $1 million? Okay. Are you paying my mortgage? Are you paying my car note? Right. Are you taking care of my kids? Like, no. That's your money. Great. Okay, fine. Whatever. I do whatever I do. So like, no, you don't have to have like all this money, but
you can't be a bum.
You can't be a bum. Like if the ambition is there, because like, if I feel like you're moving towards something, and then you got to think about it at the age, I got to look at it at your age. You're only at this place in your life, because I'm pushing 40 on the 28th. So if I meet another 40-year-old man and, you know, he's like, yeah, I just want to go after my dream right now and I want to start my business. What have you been doing for the past 40 years?
What if he was locked up, though?
Okay, like I said, there's a story. But
niggas be locked up. They come out on some boss shit, too.
Exactly. I'm not even going to say that, because I've talked to a man who did time for like 7 years and came out and is doing amazing on some right. super boss shit, right. super successful on his shit. Right. So somebody, I've dated guys that have been to jail, like that don't do nothing for me. That ain't going to turn me off because you was locked up. Now, right. if you were locked up because you killed somebody, you raped somebody, you did something. Yeah. yeah. You doing some weird ass shit. Like, no, I'm not fucking with you.
How is that, though, too? Like, dating with I mean, your children are grown now. Your daughter, too, is about to be out of high school. How is that dating with a daughter? Not a son, a daughter. You know what I mean? Because you got to, like.
It doesn't really affect me because, number one, nobody really interacts with my children.
So you don't bring men around your...
No, it's very, very rare. So, like, if you met my child, then it has to be serious. So, after my husband, only two people have been around my kid, and they were the people that I was actually in a relationship with.
Okay. Do your kids have any... Like, do your daughter want you to date, and does she want you to...
They don't say anything. They just... All they say is, like, from my other exes, like...
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Like, please just don't bring nobody around like the other ex. Like, they did not like him because we, like, lived together. And he was kind of strict. Like, his parenting style was different than mine, so they didn't like how strict he was with his kids and them. Like, because my kids kind of run over me. They kind of...
Well, they do. Your kids
treat
are
me. They're spoiled.
Great students.
Yeah, but they're actually spoiled, and it's disrespectful to the point where they're super spoiled that they think they can talk back and do.
Well, you just bought your daughter a brand new car with 0 miles.
Yeah.
Does she got a job?
She does. She actually does.
Oh wow! Oh yeah, you told me that.
Yeah.
I mean, so because we had cars, so why wouldn't
she didn't have to get a job? I told her she got a job on her own because she was
so
just like,
let her be spoiled as long as she got them grades.
She does.
She ambitious like her mother and her uncle
mm-hmm.
and her grandmother and her grandfather.
Grandpa, yeah.
You know what I mean? So she's seen you guys work and she mm-hmm. know y'all about that bag. So she getting her little, I don't know how much.
Yeah, she getting her bag.
Yeah.
She's doing great as in high school. Like, she's doing great.
That's good. That's
she
good.
She get paid every week.
What about your son? What does he say about you? Just don't bring nobody home like the last guy.
My son is so chill. He just, like, he's just bugging me about going to Knoxbury Farm tomorrow. I'm like, don't tell me last minute. Like, you can drop me off. And he's like, my sister can drop me off. I'm like, I'm not letting her drive the freeway to Buena Park. and drop you off, because I don't even really let my daughter drive the freeway.
That's safer than the
That's streets. What everyone else says. That's safer than the streets.
Yes. But he got a season pass or something?
No. He just wants to go because he didn't go for his birthday with his friend, because his friend was. So it's like, we're going to go.
What type of porn do you watch?
Porn? I don't watch porn. I'm really not into that. Now, people have told me, like, I've gone on Pornhub before, but I don't watch porn. Just like I don't masturbate like that. Really? I didn't start doing that until the age of 37. I never felt like I could, like, touch myself. Like, I want somebody else to do it for me. But I never got it. It was when I was talking to one of my homegirls about it, and she was like, she wanted to have like a squirt party, because she was like, I was like, oh, I never squirted. She was like, yeah, I know how to squirt, like, so good. Like, I can tell you, like, wow. We should have a squirt party. And I'm like, okay. Like,
now that's a lot. She wanted to have a squirt party?
Yeah, it never happened, but I'm just
Is she
saying.
A white girl?
No, she's black. She was like,
oh, wow.
She said she doing good. I said, are you sure it wasn't pee?
Right.
So, yeah, no.
So you're not into toys.
I'm not into porn. I have a Rose, and it absolutely does nothing for me. First of all, I don't even think I use it right, because it irritates me. Someone's like, maybe you should use lube. No. And then my other homegirl's like, get a good dildo, like the one you gave me. Because we had a sex party, and I gave her a Mandingo one. Because
I got people in the community. You had a sex toy party.
Oh, excuse me. Not a sex
party. I don't want nobody in your DMs.
Not a sex party.
Invite you to.
Yeah, my bad. Oh, but I have been to one of those.
So
it was in LA. My homeboy took me to one. It was one of those like swinger ones. It was secret society. You had to knock and give a special code or whatever. We went in. They sold tacos in there too. So I absolutely was like, I don't want anybody to touch me. Like, right. Please. And it was just, we just walked around. I wanted to leave. Like, none of those people were cute. They were all like, I would not.
Well, he took you to a raggedy one.
It was raggedy. I was like, ugh.
I know some. That's a whole other episode.
Yeah. So.
But you went to a sex toy party, and
I had a sex toy party at my house.
Okay, and you don't like any of that stuff.
No, and so the sex toy party, the ladies tried to steal my boutique clothes.
Let me cut
you
off.
They were thieving bitches.
When you with your dude, you guys are having like your session or whatever, and he want to bring something like a toy in, or that is that a little is that
he's brought, like, I did one where I had my Rose, and he liked to get off, and then I was like, put it right in there right after.
That's different than doing it on your own.
Yes.
Okay.
Because I know I'm going to get the penetration after. Like,
it's so funny. I was having this conversation with my homegirl, and she doesn't like toys. She's like freaking shit. She's like, she don't like toys. She said, I need a 200-pound man on me. I don't want to breathe. Yeah. I'm like, oh, because she's like, I need the human
flesh.
Yeah. I'm like,
I feel the same way too. That's why I feel like that's the only reason why I had got on Pornhub, is because like when I used my toy and I was like, so what am I supposed to do? So my homegirl's like, go to this channel, like, because she's
also
like,
your homegirl's with the shit.
Yeah, she's with the shit. She's like, this is what you need to look up, and don't go into the dark web, because she's like, if you click on something, you might end up in some nasty shit that you're not prepared for. So she's like, I'm trying to tell you, because she's like, it's layers to it. So, you know, I'm like, okay. She's like, don't stray. Like, so I'm like, okay, let me stay on path. And I just, first of all, the people on Pornhub are ugly. There be people.
Well, it depends on what you search.
I don't know. I haven't seen no.
You got to type in. You got to type in Ebony or Raceway.
I do put Ebony. They be having bonnets, and some of the guys don't even be shared. They're nappy down there. And like, I watch all type of stuff.
Wait a minute. So you don't like body hair?
I do, but it looked like taco. It was not clean. Like, it was the taco beady beat. Like, I'm just like,
So, okay, so you're going to the Bahamas. By the time this airs, you'll be in the Bahamas. What if you meet, like, a date in the Bahamas? Like, somebody at a bar. Would you take it first? Would you spend a block in the Bahamas?
Probably not.
You're not that type of girl?
Not with COVID, and I don't know. It's just.
That's you trying to be conservative on the thing.
I'm not trying to be conservative.
You are Vegas elite. We used to go to Vegas every weekend.
We did, but when I was in Vegas, was I just sleeping with everybody?
No, you wasn't.
Exactly.
No, you never been that type.
I'm super
actually,
scared.
You've actually been really classy with your
Yeah. The way I conduct my business, you know, not to say that I'm not a professional, you know, because I am an experienced woman, but I'm very funny about letting myself. Yes.
Yeah.
Especially for them to get to that point where like, ew, I'm gonna have sex with you.
Like, but I feel like the older we get, well, me, I'm talking for me, the more I want to, especially when it comes to sex, I've done everything, but I feel like the older I get, okay, not me. When I speak to women about like sex stuff and mature older women, older than us, they are like with the shits. Mm-hmm. So I'm talking to you and you're a little conservative compared to.
What you mean? How am I conservative?
You're not conservative.
No, I'm not. You mean, am I scared to suck dick? I most 100% suck dick.
That's child's play.
Is it?
Oh, I don't know. So some girls ain't into that. I just feel like, and I'm basing this off a conversation I had with somebody, right? Which is unfair to you. These girls was talking about going out of town and they were talking about finding niggas.
Oh yeah, no.
They were a little bit. I feel like a few of them were our age, and a couple of them were younger. But it was like whatever happens, happened. And I'm like, okay, is that normal for girls? Like when they go on a girls trip, like what do girls do when they go on girls trips?
Well, when I'm going on a girls trip,
your girls is married, and you know what I mean.
Some of them are not though. Like, well, we just went on a girls trip not too long ago. We went to Atlanta. My thing wasn't like, oh, I'm waiting for somebody to take me down.
But if you met a dude at the club, at the bar, at Nobu, and he's into you, mm-hmm. smooth dude, come up, good looking, you know, he got his shit together, obviously. He got some bread because he's in Nobu. But he's looking at you and he buys the whole table rounds, but he's talking to you.
That's normal.
And he was like, I want to hang out with you later tonight. Y'all okay. Go, y'all do y'all own thing. Mm-hmm. And you hanging out with them for the weekend.
I did that in Atlanta.
And
I'm still talking.
Are you holding out? Are you?
It depends.
Out? Okay, it depends.
It depends on how I feel. If the vibe is there,
okay,
and it happens, that don't make me a hoe.
It don't just make sense. Because you
I did that. I'm a grown ass woman.
Your kids got the same dad.
They sure do. It was my ex-husband. We were married.
Right.
So, yeah, no. It just depends. I'm not gonna say no, I'll never sleep with somebody on the first time that me meeting. Like, I just don't know.
That's what I was getting at. Mm-hmm. And here's the other thing too with dudes. I think that you probably would go through with dudes, and dudes haven't explained this or said this to you. You have your shit together. You're successful with your business, you're successful with your family, homeowner. Your daughter whipping in a brand new car. I think men could be intimidated by that because they don't think that you need them for anything. But right. You know what I mean?
That's how it was with the last guy that I was dealing with. He was just like, honestly, like, you don't need me. Like, he's like, and I don't want to be with somebody that's like a man. He's like, you're like a man. Like, and I'm like, but I'm not a man. But he's like, you do. You're so self-independent. Like, why can't you be submissive? Like, why can't you, like, let somebody do something? Like, I can, but, you know, I do admit sometimes I do need to put my alpha hat down.
Right.
And
I don't, well, so I'm not in that position with you, but you're very feminine to me. I don't know how you are in a relationship with a dude, obviously. But
I'm still feminine, but I'm very vocal.
Right.
And that's what they feel like, you're disrespectful because I don't tolerate stuff.
Right.
And I'll say it. Like, no, nigga, you got me fucked up. Like, right. No, I'm not doing that. Like, no, it's a no. It's a hard no. You don't pay these bills. No, I'm not right. doing that. You're not going to ask me who's calling me. Like,
you this don't pay was here before you and this will be here when right. you leave.
Exactly. You don't dictate this. You don't run this.
So you need an older dude, a boss, a 50-year-old.
I dealt with an older 50-year-old. And still? And he was alpha, and we bumped heads. He called me princess, and I hated it. And I was like, don't call me princess. I'm a queen. I'm not no fucking little girl. Okay.
Right.
And I don't like that. And we bumped heads a lot. And he was like, dang, I've never dealt with a woman like that because he was a boss-ass man.
Oh, he used to dealing with some nothing-ass females.
He must have been because he was like, you're not really on me. You're not like, after we did that. Like, you're really not, there's no pressing.
Is that a trauma response?
A trauma? I definitely had trauma going when going to that from
but past you always, but I think we both have though. We've had our jobs when we were kids. We had cars. Mm-hmm. We were the first ones to have cars. We had our jobs. Your mom was like my mom. We did what we wanted to do. We weren't bad and in the streets and stealing and shit, but, you know, we had a pretty lax household. Mm-hmm. I think that we all kind of came up, except a few.
I don't think you remember when I had went away. I don't know if you remember. I had my surgery when I was 13 for my back, and I was kind of dormant for like a year or two because I had to learn how to walk.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I remember.
Yeah, y'all don't remember that. Because I stayed home. I had a homeschool. That was in middle school. When we had kind of moved and I went to Rancho. So, and then when I came back, it was after I had I was taller. Like, y'all didn't really know, like, the traumatic, like, experience that I went to. Then my parents got divorced.
Yeah, I remember that.
And then it was just separate households. So, like, it was just, it was a lot.
Right. So, that shaped how you approach everything.
I just approach everything like I felt like that made me like super more independent. Like, right.
I mean, kind of worked out though, right? Yeah. Like, proud? You proud of where you at?
I'm proud of where I'm at. I'm not proud of how I was with like my mom and stuff, and like I was very disrespectful.
But you made up for it.
Yeah, I did. But it's still like I got it back definitely with my daughter.
Right.
100% got it back. My daughter, like having her, like, whew, sheesh. Because I wasn't the easiest person, so.
Not too much on my knees.
Okay. But as far as, like, me, like, I feel like I still need to most definitely work on how to deal with men. Because I still have a lot of issues that I feel like could run men away.
What about a stud?
A stud, a woman with a strap.
I don't. If you don't like toys, you're not gonna like.
Yeah, that's what we're about to say. Like,
you don't want a plastic dick at the bottom and titties at the top.
No, I don't want two periods. Like, no, she can't be on a period. I'm on a period. Like, no.
Listen, this went from a memorial service to a business podcast episode to trying to find her a man,
and now a stud.
I can't even talk. So if you single and you got your shit together, I want you to have grown kids. Okay, I want the kids to be out of the house. You have to be a black. You just like black men, right?
I like whoever.
Okay, we don't want no young kids.
Swag, because I like me swag. Some Travis Kelce. Travis Kelce, if you're listening, hey.
Oh, that's the guy that played that just lost the Super. That won
no,
the Super
he
Bowl.
Won the Super Bowl.
His brother lost.
Yes.
So anybody who got their shit together, who got some grown kids, because we don't want to be changing no diapers, who don't have grown baby mama drama, hit Drea up at PYT Chick on Instagram, PYT. And I prefer you live in LA, in the LA area, because I have to run background checks on you and make sure that you know what I mean? And she needs to get away from the eyeing those kids for the weekend. So... You living in San Bernardino, ain't gonna cut it. You gotta
definitely not.
You gotta live west of the 110 freeway. So again, that's PYT Chick on Instagram. That information is gonna be in the description of this episode.
Not the dating drop. Like, she's so desperate.
Get together. Get Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.